Buying or selling your home? Real Estate for Life can connect you with a pro-life real estate agent. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 65% to Catholic Answers. Learn more at realestateforlife.org. Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host. Delighted to be here with you with Tim Staples. And then second hour, Joe Heschmeyer will be here. And it's Ask Me Anything, both hours, 888-318-7884 is the number to call. You got a question about the Catholic faith? You want to talk about Jesus? You want to talk about the Bible? You want to talk about the saints or the sacraments or morals? 888-318-7884 is the number, 888-318-7884. Call early, call often. We'd be happy to take your call. And by the way, you don't have to be Catholic to call. You don't have to, you actually don't have to know anything about the faith. If there's something you're curious about or something you would like to know more about, your call is welcome. 888-318-7884. Our guest this hour, Tim Staples, senior apologist here at Catholic Answers, author of Behold Your Mother, a biblical and historical defense of the Marian doctrines. Hello, Tim Staples.
Hello, Cy Kellett. Isn't that what they say in Chicago? Call early. Vote early, vote often.
Yes, exactly.
But we want folks to call early and call often.
And I'm going to give that number out one more time because it is August. And in August, we also ask you for your financial support so we can keep doing what we're doing. We're just going to do it today, tomorrow, and the next day. And just a few minutes each hour. So really 6 hours each quarter and only part of each hour we come to ask you for your help. So if you want to get on the line with Tim one more time, I'm going to give out that number. Then I'm going to give out a different number for people to call and make their pledges. The number to call to get into this studio and talk with Tim, 888-318-7884. Just for a quick minute, let me let you know about our pledge drive. It's time for our quarterly pledge drive. It costs us, in order to produce all the shows that we produce here and get them out all around the world, it costs us $225,000 each quarter. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people listen on hundreds and hundreds of stations and websites and all that. And so for a very small amount of money, we get a big return, but we need to raise that money. So I'd ask you right now to call that number, 888-291-8000. Every dollar pledged is matched dollar for dollar. We have other donors, large donors, who will match it dollar for dollar. Just call 888-291-8000 or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. There's another thing I'm going to let Tim tell you about, but let me just give out that number again because we have not received a call yet. 888-291-8000. And Tim, we're doing something a little bit different this hour.
Yes, we are. And I'm excited about it.
I was hoping you would be.
Yeah, this makes a lot of sense, folks. Instead of hourly matches, we have a single match for the whole drive of $180,000. So every gift is matched dollar for dollar up to that $180,000. So let's just do the whole $180,000 in the first hour. What do you say?
Let's do it. Boom, we'll be done.
But no, this is a great idea. And then secondly, a new thing that we're going to stress here, folks, and I'm going to yell at you a little bit.
Yeah, do it, Tim. Do it.
Is each hour we're going for 100 pledges. Okay, now right now we are really not doing well because we've got 13 people waiting to hear you, and we had zero calls.
Well, oh, there's two.
Two just jumped on there. Okay, well, God bless you. Our first two callers, it is official, but we need you to call now early. We need 100 pledges, and what we have found is if we get 100 pledges per hour, we're going to make the match. We're going to make it. So we're going for 100 pledges. Be one of those pledgers right now. The lines are open back up here, folks. So please do pick up that phone, 888-291-8000. And on this first day, we've got a nice little surprise, don't we?
Yeah.
And we may have some surprises on the next 2 days, but we know we have a surprise today. And that is there's going to be an additional $20,000 bonus if we reach 200 callers in the first 2 hours, okay? So I think we've only had three callers so far.
Right, so 97 to go?
No, 197 to go.
That's right.
To get to the 200. But seriously, folks, We've got a lot of other good stuff for you. Cy's going to tell you about. Everyone who donates today is going to get Sola Scripture Doesn't Work, an excellent book by Joel Peters, and we've got more coming. But most importantly, folks, we're living in a time where we need the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ proclaimed Amen. To the ends of this earth, my friends. And this is an awesome vehicle we have right here, a tremendous medium that has been effective over many, many years. Would you like to get involved with keeping, not just keeping us on the air, but expanding this apostolate? Because we want to go beyond. Yes, we need to make this match to continue. Amen. But Amen. We also want to expand, folks. We're excited about growing Catholic Answers for one reason, and that is reaching more souls with the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And heaven knows, right now, in this dark time in which we are living, wars everywhere, our country is seemingly in shambles in so many ways, morally, oh my goodness. There's never been the level of moral confusion and just darkness. Never in our country's history, Cy Killett, has it even been close to what it is now. And guess what? The Catholic Church has the answer, and that is in the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We have the only instrument on this earth that presents the fullness of the truth concerning the moral law. We are the only Christians left, along with the Orthodox, that are pro-life 100%. Yep. And even there, I kind of, because when it comes to contraception, man, it depends who you're talking to, even among the Orthodox. The Catholic Church stands alone defending the moral law against the absurdities of this transgender ideology that Pope Francis has called demonic. It's effectively turning the moral order upside down, my friends. That is demonic, exactly what the devil wants. But guess what? We have the answer. Folks, we need your help, though, to continue to proclaim this, the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Most importantly, people need Jesus. And we have the real Jesus right here in our one holy Catholic and apostolic faith, folks. So we need you to get on the phones right from the start. We need your help. As Cy said, we only come to you once every 3 months asking for you to help us. We need your help right now, folks. 888-291-8000. And remember, you can go also to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You don't have to wait in line there. CatholicAnswersRadio.com, give, or text Catholic to 24365. Because you know what, Cy? We're here at Catholic Answers 24 hours a day, 365 days a year via our website, all the stuff that we do, and it really is around the globe. So, folks, please, we've only had about 10 calls so far. We've got a long way to go. Let's get 190 more calls at 888-291-8000. And remember, we need those monthly donations. That's our bread and butter. If you can give that $25 a month, folks, and remember, when you give $25 a month, you're not just giving $300. That would be $300,
but it gets over matched the year. Immediately. Yeah.
But it's matched, so immediately that becomes $600, folks. 888-291-8000, and I'll give it back to you, Cy. But if you can be one of our major big donors, we need all donors. One time $20 gift to our $20,000 club. Now, we've had a couple of folks enter into that.
Small club. I wish it was a bigger club.
But we have had a couple of folks enter into our $20,000 club. I want you to be one at 888-291-8000. Perhaps you can be in that $10,000. We've had quite a few folks that have been able to give us $10,000 in that one-time gift, $5,000. And I know we've got quite a few out there that can give $1,000 right now. But remember, those monthly gifts, that $100 a month, my friends, is not just $1,200. It immediately becomes $2,400 because every dollar is going to be matched. Please, folks, pick up the phone, 888 888- 291-8000.
888-291-8000. I'll let Tim take some calls right now, so we'll do what we usually do. We don't like to take up the whole hour. Eight lines are open. Nine folks are on the line. Everyone you will speak to will be our colleagues here in this building with us. 888-291-8000. Remember, if we can get 200 people today to call and make a pledge, we get a $20,000 bonus from a very generous donor. Don's in Kingston, New York, watching on YouTube. Don, thanks for starting us out. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Hi, thanks. Tim,
yes.
I've been reading True Devotion to Mary, St. De Montfort.
Beautiful.
And I'm struggling with a couple of things.
Yeah.
One is, when you make the consecration to Mary, what happens to the other consecrations that you've made, you know, like to the Holy Spirit or to the Sacred Heart?
Right.
I mean, are they just null and void?
No. Actually, now, obviously, consecrations by nature do not disappear because you make another consecration. And remember, consecration, that has a wide sort of semantic range in Catholic theology. Marriage is a consecration, right? So, of course, I'm consecrated to my wife in marriage, but that does not mean I can't be consecrated to the Blessed Mother. I can't be consecrated to St. Joseph and so forth. So no, ordinarily, one consecration does not sort of automatically end when you make another consecration. Now, of course, some consecrations by nature eliminate the possibility of other consecrations, like I mentioned, marriage. But that gets down to understanding the nature of the individual consecration. And when you're talking about, you know, private devotions and such, it's virtually never the case that one would undo the other. And remember, when you're, you know, consecrated, it's not the same as a major consecration, say, a religious making final vows in a religious order. There's obviously there are degrees of the binding authority of consecrations as well. And when you're talking about private devotions and such, remember these things are there to help you on your way to God. And so if you make a consecration, it doesn't mean, oh no, I'm bound for the rest of my life, Cy Kellett. I don't even want to do this consecration anymore. I want to do another. Well, guess what? You're not stuck, right? It's not like in a religious order or in a marriage, right? When you sign on the dotted line, you know it is until death do us part when it comes to marriage. So again, it depends upon the nature of the consecration. All right. Thanks so much for your call, brother. I appreciate it. And also, I appreciate every one of you. We're starting to get some calls here, folks, but we need you all to jump on that phone right now. We've got nine open lines right now at 888-291-8000. Let's get off to a good start on this drive, folks. Can you help us? Go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can pledge right there. Or text Catholic to 24365. But let's see a flood of phone calls right now at 888-291-8000. You know, Cy, I was thinking about before I came on the air, the late, great Al Cresta. You know, what a great man he was and is. Please pray for Al, although if I'm a betting man, I'm betting he's in heaven right now. That man was so holy, and he did so much for our blessed Lord. But, of course, we pray for him, and please do. But I remember when I wrote my book, Behold Your Mother, he wrote one of the blurbs for it. And one thing he said was, if only Tim Staples had written this book when I was Protestant,
oh, really?
I would have been Protestant a lot or I'd have been Catholic sooner.
A lot quicker,
let's put it that way.
Yeah.
I would have been Catholic a lot sooner. And I was thinking about that with regard to this ministry here, this incredible apostolate that God has given to us here at Catholic Answers. And thanks be to God for Carl Keating, Jimmy Akin, the guys, Carl especially, this was his baby. You know, mm-hmm. We exist because of that man and his vision. But if we could just blast up on the screen right now the thousands and thousands of people who could answer Al Cresta and say, man, you better believe it, because I'm Catholic now because of Catholic Answers Live. They sent me a book. They sent me this. It was a CD set, maybe, back when we had those.
Yeah.
You know, or the
or
digital.
A tape.
a tape or a digital download or whatever it is that have brought literally tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people to the faith over the years. Folks, this is why we need your help right now. There should not be 11 open lines right now. Please, we have for the last 30 years been here for you. And I don't think anybody listening right now would deny that. That we have been there through thick and thin. Catholic Answers has been delivering exactly what our name says, Catholic Answers, for many decades now. But we're asking you today, just one time a quarter, can you help us? And remember, folks, we have a natural attrition rate. Between these drives, we have people that leave. Some people die. And they can't give anymore. Or they move to an area where there's no radio broadcast. And for various reasons, people drop off. So we need you guys to fill in the gap right there. And then we can move on and add more. 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. And remember this. There's so much more we want to do. And you can help us by calling that number right now. And given that $25 a month, and maybe there might be one or two of you that you're already given $25 a month. You know, a lot of people just can't afford right now. I'm telling you, Cy, I'm being honest. My wife and I have often given, you know, larger gifts to this drive. We can't do it anymore. I mean, it's the prices of food and everything have gone up so much.
Yep. Yeah.
It has hurt us. And so I know, my friends, that there are people listening that just would love to give and they can't. So if you can, folks, please, maybe double that. Maybe you're given $25 a month. You can double that to $50 a month. Maybe you're given $50. You can make that $100 a month. That would mean so much to us, my friends, at 888-291-8000. And first-time donations, remember, you're going to get a free book, Sola Scriptura Doesn't Work. Awesome book by Joel Peters. Please call 888-291-8000.
All right, we're going to go back to the phones. Let me just reset a little bit, let you know where we are each quarter. We come to you to ask you to support this program. This program goes out on hundreds of radio stations across the United States and around the world. It goes out on websites, and it goes out on people's apps and on various internet places. And all we do is explain and defend the Catholic faith. We need your support to continue to do that. It costs us $225,000 every 3 months to continue to do what we do. Right now, we've got a match on. Any donation is matched dollar for dollar. $10 donation becomes $20. $100 becomes $200. Say you could do $50 a month. That's $600, but it's matched. So it's another $600 that comes into us immediately. Every monthly pledge is immediately matched. Also, we have a bonus on the table for today. If we can get 200 people to pick up the phone and call, because you think about it, there's thousands and thousands and thousands of people all around the world who listen to this program. You hear the calls from Europe and Africa, from Asia, from Australia, from many other places. And we're able to answer their questions and talk with them. But it's a few hundred people who support this work each pledge drive. So if we can reach 200 calls today, it would mean a great deal to us. And we have a donor who will give us an extra $20,000. So help us to get Fantastic. That $20,000 match. Pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000. Right now, there are 19 of our colleagues ready to take your calls, and only two of them are on the line at the moment. So please pick up that phone and call. Every pledge you make, a one-time pledge, a monthly pledge, it's all matched dollar for dollar right now, 888-291-8000. Just two more things to tell you before I go back to the phones for Tim. As Tim mentioned, everyone who donates gets this brand new book, Sola Scriptura Doesn't Work, the new book from Joel Peters. Today is the day it's out, the brand new book from Catholic Answers Press. And everyone who becomes a new monthly pledge, if you become a new monthly donor, you become a member of our Society 315, and you get the Hallow app, the premium version of the Hallow app for a full year. Again, everything matched dollar for dollar. Perfect time to call because lots of folks are ready to take your call.
Amen.
888-291-8000. Going to Boston now. Jamie, listening on Catholic.com. Welcome back, Jamie.
Thanks for welcoming me back. Good to talk to you. Got donation day.
Yes. Yeah, well, we're glad to have you here.
Welcome. What's on your mind?
My question is, Hebrews 10:14 says, by one sacrifice he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy.
Yes.
And then in the same chapter, Hebrews 10:26-27
yes.
says, if we deliberately keep on sinning after we have received the knowledge of the truth, no sacrifice for sins is left, but only a fearful expectation of judgment and of raging fire. How can you reconcile these verses, especially in light of the debate on whether or not a Christian can lose their salvation?
Great, great question. The key, as always, it's Jamie, right?
Yeah, Jamie. Yep.
Jamie, the key, as always, is context. Remember the first 13 verses leading up to verse 14, by a single offering he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified. The context is the inspired author is writing a letter to Jewish converts who had become Christians, but they had been tempted to go back to the law. They were being told, it's great that you believe in Jesus, but unless you go back to the temple and offer sacrifice and so forth, you're not going to heaven, right? And so the inspired author here, the entire letter is showing how every aspect of the old covenant has been fulfilled and perfected, and in that perfection, abrogated by the coming of our blessed Lord. And so in the first 13 verses, what do you see? He's talking about how that the blood of lambs and heifers and pigeons have never been able to take away any sins. But it's the sacrifice of Christ when you get down to what about verse 7, where he says, then said I, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. And this is a quotation from Psalm 40 that prophesied, in fact, back up there to verse 5, when Christ came into the world, he said, sacrifices and offerings thou hast not desired, but a body hast thou prepared for me. And there introduces the sacrifice of Jesus Christ that is, in fact, able to take away the sins of the world. And the key is here that the inspired author is talking about on the objective level. The animal sacrifices, no power to take away sins. Jesus takes away all sins. In fact, we know from 1 John chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, St. John says that Christ is the propitiation for our sins, and not only our sins, but the sins of the whole world. What does that mean? That means on the objective level, his sacrifice took away all sins, right? That is, his sacrifice is of infinite value. Again, St. John says he is the propitiation, that is a sacrifice, propitiation for our sins, and not only our sins, but the sins of the whole world. So again, in verse 14, by that single offering he has perfected for all time, that's referring on the objective level, absolutely, his sacrifice is of infinite value. Now, those who are being sanctified, that's on the subjective level, those who are cooperating with grace right now. And that's kind of an introduction into what follows leading up to the verses that you quoted, verse 26. Now on the subjective level, Jesus did all this for us. His sacrifice is of infinite value. We who are now in a process of being sanctified. And that means we have to do something now. We have to cooperate with God's grace. That's why in that same 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, St. John says that if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, continues to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have no sin, we're a liar and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So notice he's talking to Christians there, just as here the inspired author to the Hebrews is saying, we must continue to walk with the Lord and continue to be sanctified, continue to have the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all sin. And you go down to verse 26, he says, but if we sin deliberately after receiving the knowledge of the truth, that's exactly what was going on with these Hebrew Christians. They had received the knowledge of the truth. They were Christians, but they were being tempted now to go back to an old law that the inspired author just explained has no power to take away any sins. And if you do that, you cannot be saved. That's the message of the inspired author. Does that make sense?
Oh, I'm sorry. I put her on hold. Sorry, Jamie. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that is interesting. Yeah, the objective versus subjective. Thank you guys so much.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Donation line.
All right.
Thank you, Jamie.
God bless you.
We're hoping for lots of folks to call that donation line. Hang on. 888-291-8000 is the number. 888-291-8000. Every pledge is matched dollar for dollar right now. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, I was just saying that's a great segue, isn't it, to asking you now to pick up the phone, folks. There is nothing that does our hearts more good than to hear, like we just heard from Jamie, oh, that's good.
Yeah, yeah.
The objective and subjective. What's happening here is we're giving people answers, biblically, traditionally solid answers, so that they can then go out and defend the Catholic faith. That is what we're about. Or for our Protestant friends who call, for atheists who call, and so many folks, if we could tell you the stories of so many lives, from atheists to members of every world religion you can imagine. We even had an Orthodox priest one time on the air declare he wanted to become Catholic. He had been listening to us for quite a while, bought some of our stuff. He was an Orthodox priest, and he said it right on the air. And I remember it was Father Vincent Serpa that was here when he said it, and Father was like, he didn't know what to say. Like, okay. And in that situation, this particular Orthodox community is in a very close relationship with the church. We actually had to give that case over to the Vatican, who brought him into the church. But folks, this is what you're contributing to. If you will call that number right now, 888-291-8000. Pick up the phone now.
Every pledge matched dollar for dollar up to $180,000. 888-291-8000.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow, or next week, or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. Give now at CatholicAnswersRadio.com or 888-291-8000. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Thanks so much for being here with us. It's kind of nice to be looking at the phone lines lighting up here. We have 20 of our colleagues on the lines right now. That's really wonderful to have 20 of our colleagues take their afternoon and wait by the phone. And if you call, they pick it up and they talk with you. And you're welcome to talk with them about whatever you like, let them know why you're giving, or just tell them, I'm in a hurry, I got to get done. One of the nice things about the pledge drives is that we get to talk with folks, and they'd be happy to talk with you if you want. Just call 888-291-8000. Let me just set it up for you where we are right now. Tim Staples is our guest this hour. It's Ask Me Anything, and we've got lots of calls to get back to. But before I go back to the calls, I will remind you that we are in the midst of our quarterly pledge pledge drive. We need to raise $225,000 every 3 months in order to continue to do what we do. You hear about all the podcasts. Maybe you are a listener to some of the podcasts. You hear about the radio program and the interviews we do, the YouTube stuff, the TikTok stuff. And I can go on and on and on, even on places you probably haven't heard of, like Twitch. We're there sharing the good news. And the show goes out for free to anybody in the world who wants to broadcast it. We do not charge anyone for this program. We just need your help to pay for it. And that costs us $225,000 every 3 months to pay for all of it. Right now, every gift is matched up to $180,000. Dollar for dollar, every gift matched up to $180,000. But we need 100 pledges this hour, basically because it comes down to this. We have a donor who will give us a $20,000 bonus if we can just get 200 people to call and make a pledge today. Because the first day is usually the toughest day to get people to call and make that pledge. But if you're ready to make your, say, $100 one-time gift, or your $10 one-time gift, or your $10 monthly pledge, or your $100 monthly pledge, whatever it is, it's all matched. And each call with a pledge will help us get closer to that 200 calls we need to take today. And again, I'd like you to think about that. It's, again, thousands and thousands of people. Maybe, we actually don't know, but millions of people a year listen to this program, hear the good news of Jesus Christ, hear about the fullness of the faith in the Catholic Church, all because a few hundred people pick up the phone and call. And so we need you to do that in order to keep doing what we're doing. $20,000 bonus for us if we can get 200 people to call today. 888-291-8000. You can also go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We've got calls to get back to, and I want to do that work. But I'll tell you right now, 10 lines open. If we fill those 10 up right now, we are getting closer and closer to reaching that. Well, I'll tell you what, we need 70 calls in the next half hour. 70 calls in the next half hour, and we're on track for this hour. 888-291-8000. Before we go back to the phones, if you go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and put it in yourself, that counts as a call. I just want you to know that. So you don't have to get on the phone. If you want to do it on the computer, that goes in the tally as well. CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
And what if they text Catholic to 24365?
That also counts.
There you go.
Text the word Catholic 24365. Laura is in North Carolina watching on YouTube. Laura, thank you for waiting. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Thank you, Cy, and thanks for clarifying that it counts if you do it online, because that was a question I had last pledge drive.
I didn't mean to, Laura, but I read your mind while you were on the phone. I apologize for that.
Right on.
Okay, so read this. So in honor of today's high class day, I have a nice low class question about feasts.
Okay.
Yes.
So, but first, though, I returned to the Catholic faith 2 years ago after more than 5 decades away, and listening steadily to the Catholic Answers people, including both of you, has helped me stay in and grow more
Praise
committed
God.
To the faith.
Thank you for sharing that with us, Laura. Thank you.
All right, question now. Before returning, I always thought feasts mainly meant lots of food. But now when Catholic feasts are discussed, I rarely hear food mentioned at all. So in the Catholic Church, how does food factor into feasts?
Yes.
What are we actually supposed to be eating, and how much?
Sure. Yeah, great question. And of course, feast is so important in our tradition because, of course, this goes all the way back to really Adam and Eve, and especially their sons Cain and Abel, who after the fall, what do they bring in sacrifice to God? But Abel brings from his flock, and Cain brings from the field. This is, you know, was their livelihood. It was the best thing they could give to God, and so they did. And they offered some to God, and then, of course, they feasted with their families as well. The idea being, we're giving this sacrifice first to God, but then we also communicate in that very communion, that sacrificial communion, by then consuming those sacrifices. Hence becomes a long tradition of natural religion leading up to Jesus Christ, who, of course, offers the greatest sacrifice, that prophetic from Malachi chapter 1, verses 7 through 11, the prophetic, perfect, clean sacrifice that would be offered among the Gentiles and from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. So the idea of feasting is extremely important because, of course, we feast on the Eucharist, and that is our salvation. But now we extend beyond that. We are a see, as Catholics, we love feasting, right? We love food, the ultimate food, which is the Eucharist. But if you remember in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, we read about how there was actually a feast. It was called the Agape Feast before the Eucharist. Now, we don't do that anymore. We have a fasting time before receiving the Eucharist. But we are encouraged to feast as families before the Eucharist, of course, not an hour before receiving communion, after, because this is fellowship. It's fellowship around the table. And so that's why feasting is so important. And of course, it's our sustenance. This is the way we survive, is by eating food. But now when it comes to food, yeah, the church does give us direction when it comes to, for example, on Good Friday, and of course, Ash Wednesday, we fast. And in those situations, we are called to. Now, the bishops, the American bishops, gave us a good little kind of rule of thumb. It's not actually binding, but it's kind of a general sort of, this is what you might want to do, right? Is we have one full meal and then two small meals that don't add up to one meal. That's kind of in the spirit of what Pope St. Paul VI laid out when he said we have one full meal and then two other, sort of what is the equivalent of a snack, so to speak. And that's our Catholic fast on those days. And we abstain, of course, as I mentioned, an hour before the Eucharist. And that abstinence is very, very strict in the Catholic Church, in as much as the only thing you can consume is water or medicine when you're in that 1 hour. Now, we also abstain from meats on Fridays during Lent. Now, we don't have to do that year-round, although it's encouraged. We don't have to by law. But during Lent, we are called to abstain from meats. It's a little bit more lenient than the abstinence leading up to the Eucharist. But still, we abstain from meats. We can eat fish and so forth. But that, you know, that's kind of, in a nutshell, what the Catholic Church does around the year when it comes to food. But remember, the church encourages, as does Jesus himself, as does the New Testament, to fast beyond what is just the minimal. Because prayer, fasting, almsgiving, these are the powerhouses of the spiritual life that empower us to be able to live the faith better. So we should be going beyond what are just those minimal requirements. Right, Cy Kelly?
Why do you say right, Cy Kelly? Like I'm the one that needs to hear it. Yes, right, Tim. Exactly right.
Well, and thanks so much for your call. But one more time, folks, we really do need your help. We've got 10 open lines. We've got 10 agents who are idle. Now it's just jumped up to 12, waiting to hear from you. Can you call us right now? We really need your help. You know, I was thinking, Cy, about just the insanity of the transgender movement now, the mutilations of children that is going on, the homosexual sort of craze. Now it's cool to be homosexual, and if anybody says anything that it's contrary to nature, that it's contrary to the law of God, you're the weird one now. Have you heard that lately, Cy? We're the weird ones because we say men ought to dress like men and women ought to dress like women, and that a man is ordered to a woman and a woman toward a man. This is the culture in which we live. But guess what, folks? That means it's never been more important to proclaim the truth, because the fact is the people that are caught up in all of these sins, and that's what they are, Cy Kellett.
Yeah.
Sins. They're caught up in the darkness of the sins of homosexuality. That is, homosexual acts. They're caught up in the sin of transgender, and they experience the mutilation that comes, children being mutilated now, and the older ones, Cy, who are being mutilated. What happens when they come to, you know, realize, oh boy, I should not have done that? We've got to be there to pick up the pieces, because we're talking about lives that are being destroyed because of this culture of death and this relativistic culture in which we live. Folks, The antidote to this mess is in our one holy Catholic and apostolic faith. Folks, will you call right now and help us to be able to proclaim the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ? Please pick up the phone right now. We've got 14 agents waiting for you at 888-291-8000. Please call 888-291-8000. We need to hear from you now. We're coming down to the end of the road here of this first hour, and we're not at our 100 calls yet. So you be one of them right now. 888-291-8000.
We actually are 50 calls from being on track, and we just need 50 calls in the next 25 minutes. Can we do 50 calls in the next 25 minutes? 888-291-8000. Every pledge matched dollar for dollar. $20,000 bonus on the line for us if we can get 200 calls today. 888-291-8000. It also counts if you go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your pledge there. 888-291-8000.
Catholic Answers Live.
One of the biggest mistakes a Christian can make is to try to do good without God's help. Saint Therese said, when we trust only ourselves and not God, our soul becomes incapable of virtue. Her remedy? Works of charity. And the greatest work of charity is to share the gospel. At St. Paul Street Evangelization, a Catholic nonprofit, we encourage you to share the gospel with someone who doesn't know Jesus. Catholic Answers is supported in part by St. Paul Street Evangelization. StreetEvangelization.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. There's a lot online in our society today, and we are convinced, and I think many who listen to the show with us each day are also convinced, the true answer, the real answer is people have let go of God. Many of us have done it in our own lives. Our society has done it in many ways. And when God comes back to the center of our lives, things are set right. And the person who brings God, who is the God that comes to find us at the center of our lives, is Jesus himself. Help us to share that message. We're less than 50 calls away now from reaching 100 this hour, and that's our goal for this hour. In order to work towards that 200 calls, we need to get for a $20,000 bonus, 888-291-8000. If you've never given before, it only takes about 90 seconds. You call them up, you let them know what you want to let them know, and you're done in 90 seconds, or you can visit for a while, because there are 21 of our colleagues on the phone. They're right here in the building with us. If you want to share your story with them, or you'd like to hear about Catholic Answers, they'll take the time with you. 888-291-8000. I'll tell you what, right now there's 9 lines open. Could we just fill up those lines? Maybe you could make a one-time $20 pledge. Maybe you could make a $20 a month pledge. Maybe you could do more or less than that, but if we could fill up those lines, the 9 that are open right now, we'll get a lot closer. 888-291-8000. We've been hearing some lovely things. As you've heard, we've asked people to share their testimony about what Catholic Answers Live has meant to them, more than 25 years on the air with this program. And here's what Brian had to say.
Recently, I was in a parish at a ministry meeting, and there was probably a good 30 people there around the table. And as you typically would do is you would introduce yourself and tell a little bit about who you are. And of all the people that were reverts or converts to the Catholic faith, every single one of us credited Catholic Answers with the reason that we came back to the Catholic faith. So you guys are doing amazing work, and keep up the hard work, because you're saving souls. And for myself in particular, I really appreciate it. You took me from being a militant atheist, and now I am a life-professed lay Dominican. So
praise God.
Thank you so much, Catholic Answers. We really appreciate everything you
wow.
do.
Praise God.
Wow, beautiful. Isn't that beautiful? And when he says you guys, he's talking about you, the people who pick up the phone and call. This is we do a small part of this work. We just talk. I mean, the work is shared by all the people who pick up the phone and call. Right now, 8 lines open. Please fill them up. 888-291-8000. And I'm going to go back to the other phone line and let Tim do his job.
Let's do it.
Julian's in Lafayette, Louisiana, listening on 90.5 FM. Julian, welcome. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Hello.
Hi, Tim.
Yes.
I was wondering if the Mary-like modesty letter to women written by the Cardinal Vicar of Pope Pius XI in 1930 still applies today. Also, I love your show. I listen every day to it.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah. Well, actually, no. It never had the binding force of the magisterium, because as you mentioned, and I'm glad to hear you say that, it was written by the Cardinal Vicar of Pope Pius XI, and that was in 1928, actually, not 1930. But no, it doesn't have any binding authority, any magisterial authority. Now, having said that, it has been referenced over the decades by various bishops, especially, you know, back in the 1930s and 40s. You've had bishops reference it. And there are some good things in that letter. But, you know, nowadays you get online often the famous line where you have to, a dress can only go two fingers width beneath the throat.
Holy smokes.
In order to, that's right. Me and Cy don't cut it right here, Holy I think, smokes. Right now. You know, those sorts of things, you know, cannot be taken to be some sort of binding magisterial document. And unfortunately, some folks do that. But it doesn't mean there's nothing good in it either. Heaven knows we need modesty in our culture today, to be sure. Just, you know, don't fall prey to those who claim. In fact, if you go online, you'll see that famous letter referred to as a decree of Pope Pius XI, a binding magisterial decree and that sort of thing, which it simply is not. But folks, you know what? This is why we're on the air, to help clarify things like that. Folks, we really need your help right now, because we have open lines right now. We have three open lines, and we should not have open lines with 14 minutes left. Is it 14 or am
I
off?
14. Yeah, you're right.
Okay, we've got 14 minutes left, and we have got to hit that 100 call. And folks, can I ask? I think I will. Can we get that big $20,000 gift right now to start us off? That would be awesome. At 888-291-8000, maybe you can give that $10,000, $5,000, $2,000 gift. And I know we've got quite a few that can give that $1,000 gift. But remember, folks, that $25 a month gift is so important to us, because, again, that's not only $300, which is fantastic, a year, right? But it becomes $600 because it is doubled, my friend. And remember, a $20,000 gift becomes $40,000 immediately. Give us a call, 888-291-8000. There is no gift that's too big, heaven knows. But, folks, there is no gift that's too small. Those $10 gifts, $10 a month, $15 one time, $20 one time. Give us a call, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365.
Just six lines open, 12 on the line. That means there are 18, of course, you can do the math. There are 18 of our colleagues waiting for your calls, 888-291-8000. Seven lines open now. If we keep them full, we're doing great, and we can reach our 100 call goal this hour. I want to remind you that if you're calling to make your pledge, any pledge you make, whether it's one-time pledge or a monthly pledge, it will be matched for the first year 100%. So everything is matched 100% up to $180,000. Our goal is $225,000 in 3 days. We can do that if we average 100 calls per hour. Can we do that? 888-291-8000. And if we reach 200 pledges today, we have a generous donor who will give us an additional $20,000 bonus. There's a $20,000 bonus on the line to reach 200 calls on the first day of this pledge drive. That's awful nice that someone offered that. Help us to use it up. 888-291-8000. Everyone who donates will get a copy of this brand new book, came out today. Sola Scriptura Doesn't Work, 25 Practical Reasons to Reject the Doctrine of Bible Alone by Joel Peters. You get that if you donate. And everyone who becomes a new monthly donor gets a full year of the premium Hallow app. 888-291-8000.
Am I seeing right here a $5,000 donation?
I'm not sure I'm supposed to say the person's name, but I'll say the state, Maryland. A wonderful woman from Maryland just called and gave $5,000.
Okay,
so thank you.
Remember, if you give us permission, we can use your name, right?
Yeah.
But I want to thank you so much. That woman,
yes.
from Maryland who just gave that $5,000. And folks, right now, our phone lines are full. Awesome. But now one just opened up. So call 888-291-8000. And remember, we're coming down to the end of this hour. So go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. There's no line there. Text Catholic to 24365. That counts, as Cy Kellett has said. We've got to get to that 100 here before the end of the hour. Where are we at, Cy?
Let me tell you right now. Yeah, we're not looking for 200 calls. I shouldn't have said that. We're looking for 200 gifts. And that, so what Tim said is correct. Go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Make your gift right now, and that will count. Or go to, or text Catholic to 24365 right now. Well, oh boy, now I lost.
You lost
it. I completely lost it. It was here a second. Oh, we are... Oh my gosh, we're going to make it. We're just about 20 calls from doing 100 this hour.
All right,
just
20,
about
20 calls
from doing 100 this hour.
And we've got three lines
open,
folks,
right now.
Join the party. 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. Having a lot of fun. This allows us to answer more calls, to allow Tim to answer more questions. Please just continue to call 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, and then we'll let Tim continue to do what he does. Right now, we'll talk to Ryan in Michigan watching on YouTube. Ryan, thank you for the call. Go ahead with the question.
Yeah, so my question is, what's the Catholic position on finding the one in the dating or married life, if there is such a thing as the one, right? And if I can't find the one, then that means I'm either meant for priesthood or that I just have to keep waiting to find the one.
Okay, thank you, Ryan.
Right, Ryan, yeah. There's no such thing in Catholic theology as an answer to this question, like, if you, I had her, we were dating, she was the one, now she's gone. So for the rest of my life, I have to be single because I lost the one. No. That and the reason is because, number one, we're not God, and so we don't know God's plan for us. We simply are to remain open to the Holy Spirit. You can date lots of different young women. If you're a man looking for a wife, or a woman can date lots of different young men, and you find your best friend and you marry him. And in God's mysterious providential plan, when you sign on the dotted line and you are married, that is the one.
Right.
Okay, there's no such thing as, oh, I blew it, so nope, I have to be celibate. No, we are led by the Holy Spirit, and God only knows how many times we blow it in our lives, right, Cy Kellett, until the final judgment. You know, my goodness, right? We blow it over and over again. God is the master at picking up pieces and making a glorious cathedral out of it. Thanks for your call, my friend. And we are coming down, folks, to the last 7 minutes. We need some calls. We've actually added a couple of agents here,
yeah,
right? We had 20. Now we have 22. So there's two more lines for you to call at 888-291-8000. We need to get those last 20 calls in at 888-291-8000. Remember, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can text Catholic to 24365. Those count. Folks, we need big. We need small. It's going to be all of us together that's going to get that $180,000 match, and we will be off to the races for this next quarter.
As many as we can get this hour, we set ourselves up then for the second hour, because it's today. If we can get 200 calls today, then we will get a $20,000 match from a generous donor, and it's exciting that we're in good shape to do it. This last half hour has been quite extraordinary. There's 7 lines open. Pick up that phone and call. Whatever the pledge is, 888-291-8000. Any pledge matched. You want to give $100 a month? That's $1,200 a year. That $1,200 is matched immediately to
that's
us
beautiful.
By a donor. If you want to give $10 a month, that's $120 matched immediately. Whatever. Yeah. And if you come in as a monthly donor, you're a member of Society 315. You get the T-shirt. You get all the benefits throughout the year, and you get the Sola Scriptura book that we're giving away today, and you get a full year membership,
amen,
premium membership to Hallow. So today is the day to give. I mean, if you want to come in as a new monthly donor at any amount, it's matched dollar for dollar, and then all those benefits are yours. 888-291-8000. Ken from North Dakota just donated $50 a month plus fees. Thank you, Ken. Thank you very much. James in New York always listens on Sirius XM satellite radio, EWTN channel 130. When he's on his way home, and he just donated. And James, thank you. I'm glad we get to ride home with you each day. Keep up the good work from Jeff in Metairie. That's in Louisiana. He just gave $40 and covered the fees. Thank you all. Thank to everybody who is still giving. Six lines open right now. When we go into the break, there'll be some ads and whatnot playing. Then we'll come right back. But as those things are playing and as we're on the break, perfect time to call. You won't miss the program. And our colleagues here in the building will stay on those lines. 888-291-8000. Let's see if we can get over 100 this hour. It looks like we're I can't tell exactly, but we're very close to 100 right now. We're over 90, I think.
Let's go, folks.
So a few more calls that we can do it, and then Joe Heschmeyer will be here for us the second hour, and we'll do Ask Me Anything again the second hour. 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Folks, thank you so much. I know we're coming to the end of the first hour here. Thank you so much, everyone that has called. 888-291-8000. Again, do not stop calling over this break. We need your help, my friends. We need the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ to go to the ends of the earth, and we're doing it right here at Catholic Answers Live.
888-291-8000. Your call, your pledge allows us to give this program to hundreds of radio stations, websites, apps, all kinds of other things, social media sites. It goes out around the world for free. You hear the calls. They come in from all around the world. You make that possible when you call. Or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It counts there, too. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Lines open for the next few minutes till we get back with Joe. 888-291-8000.